Hello and welcome. This is Miss Kim. I thought I'd give you a rundown of my year so far. It's been quite an eventful one and we're only about 6 or 7 weeks in. So I started the year with a visit from my sister who lives in Spain and has done for 32 years. We went to the Tate Britain to see the Edward Burne-Jones Pre-Raphaelite exhibition, which was excellent. We also saw the very large installation that was outside that I called the Disco Slug. We then went for lunch at Mildred's afterwards. On the Friday, I went to Club Black Whip with a couple of mistress friends, which was fun. On the Saturday, I went to the theatre to see a very, very, very dark matter, a very surreal piece of theatre, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Then the following week I went to Divine Proportions at the Waterloo Vaults with Alan the Hood. We had very, very interesting night. My lovely daughter, not really my daughter, but as close as I'm ever going to get to a daughter. Charlie Bucket was the headline artist and she was excellent. I loved her. So that was Divine Proportions. And it's a shame that it's not still on because I would highly recommend it. On the Saturday, I had Miss Kim's afternoon tea party and I had a house full of mistresses who had been to my mistress workshop. I had two maids, Maid Millie, a lovely TV maid, and Maid Nicola, a female maid. I've not had a female maid before. Both were absolutely excellent. We had lots of alcohol, cava, and cakes made by one of my mistress workshop ladies who is a chef. So that was good. I'm sorry about that. I saw a girlfriend on the Tuesday, Miss Scorpion. She's a wrestler. She's brilliant. Then I went to Edinburgh on the train to see Mistress Inca. While I was there, I did a couple of sessions. We also went for afternoon tea on the HMS Royal Britannia, I believe it's called. Yeah, I think it's the Royal Britannia. Yes, the Royal Yacht Britannia with Mistress Inca. So I loved that. The following day, I got on a train and I went to Glasgow. Not been to Glasgow for 25 years, 23, 24, something like that. To stay with the lovely Roxy Sparks, who is a mistress and also she's a student. She's studying sound, which is very appropriate, as I'm doing my very, very first voice update for my site and for social media with my new microphone, my Yeti. So I had a few days in Glasgow, went to the Willow Tea Rooms. We went along the coast to Greenock and Largs, although it was really, really foggy. Not too dissimilar today. Today in London, it's a very foggy day. And we spent some time in the Glasgow Dungeon. I did a session there with Miss Roxy Sparks. But yes, I had a very lovely driver, Dougie. Wee Dougie. And then I came back on the Tuesday, whilst I was there, I also did an interview with Roxy Sparks. She's doing an MA on sound, but sound in fetish. So as I do some AMSR, auto meridian sensory response BDSM, then she talked to me about that. It's something that I've dreamt up and turned it into a thing. So AMSR stroke BDSM is a thing now, officially. I've named it. So I wasn't home for very... Well, I had the Queen Bee Society shortly after getting home from Scotland. We arrived at the Shoreditch Courthouse Hotel Bar. It's called the Jailhouse Bar. And just to be told that there was a corporate event on there. So after a little tiny panic, I managed to relocate us around the corner to the Ace Hotel. And fantastically, 25 ladies turned up. So we had a jolly nice time, all chatting and having a drink and networking. So a few days later, I went to Skegness in Lincolnshire, which is where my folks live. And it was very nice to see them. It was my mother's birthday, so I took them out for lunch. They're a little old now, so going out in the evening is not an option for them. So we had lunch in a place called The View, which has a view of the sea. You can't always see the sea, as the tide goes out rather a long way. And, yeah, you have to get your binoculars out. But if the sea... the tide has turned and it's on its way in, you can see it. There's also rather a lot of those out at sea windmills, power generating windmills. So, but I was back on the Thursday and in time to go to Club Pedestal. Saw quite a few of my mistress friends there, which was lovely. On the Saturday, I had a mistress workshop. Again, very well attended, lots and lots of ladies there. And on the Sunday, I do believe I did my accounts. Yes, I did my accounts. I had my friend over who has done my accounts for, oh God, 18 years. And it gets quicker and quicker and easier, as you might imagine. You learn how to do these things a little bit better, and we got them done in no time and then went swimming. I go swimming every day. I use a pool in a hotel at the Barbican. So I walk there, which takes me about half an hour, and walk there, which takes me another half an hour, and do 30 lengths. Treat myself to a spa. So there's a sauna, steam room, and a jacuzzi. So I do myself a little treatment and enjoy myself. I had a wax play workshop the following day, and then the day after that I had Mistress Vanessa's dungeon party, which was really well attended this time. On the following day I had a latex workshop, so I had a lovely lady who picked it up very, very quickly, and we did a latex workshop together. On the following day I had an interview with Phoebus. So he's doing a podcast on sex and sexuality and interviewed me. So that's coming out, I believe. He's starting his series on March the 6th and I'm going to be on April the 6th or thereabouts. I'm going to announce it in social media if you're interested in listening to me waffling on about BDSM, being a mistress. On the Friday, I met up with a very dear friend, Phil, who is a rubber culter, and we've known each other a few years now, and he actually has talked me into going to the German Fetish Ball. So I'm going to be going along to that this year. I booked my room quickly as soon as I got home, and yes, I'm going. So, what has happened since then? I've been to the cinema, went to see Mary, Queen of Scots, with a dear mistress friend who's now retired. Then I, the end of the week, I went to Brighton. Yes, went to Brighton for Club Spank, of which I was the host mistress. And I took along with me a couple that I've known for quite a number of years, and Mistress Tess and Mistress Daryl came too, and we had a wonderful weekend. Then this week I've had a few sessions, and I've also been interviewed by a lady from the Birmingham University who was talking to me about being a mistress and being an entrepreneur also. So that was really interesting. So I've been interviewed 3 times this year already, and we're only on Saturday the 23rd of February. And today I have a mistress workshop. So just before I get ready for my ladies, I thought I'd update you on my eventful year thus far. So there's lots more interesting things coming up. Did you excuse that? And yes, I will be looking forward to the year with eager anticipation. I wish you all a wonderful day. And, yes, thank you for listening.